Dane County Judge Paul Higginbotham announced his candidacy at a news conference in the state capitol. He collected endorsements from Lieutenant Governor Barb Lawton and Dane County Executive and former gubernatorial candidate Kathleen Falk. They described him as a scholarly man of unwavering integrity. Diversity also came up. As an African American, Higginbotham would be the first non-white person on the court. Higginbotham opened by talking about his background.
My experience as somebody who has grown up in a household that valued community service and also had strong spiritual values, but values that people are important in our society and that caring and compassion for them is important is something that I will bring to the court, and of course it will affect the work that I do.
His father is an Episcopalian clergyman. Higginbotham and his twin brother promised each other at 16 they'd serve the community all their lives. He's been a circuit court judge for 8.5 years, has practiced law privately, and briefly headed up Madison's Equal Opportunities Commission. Higginbotham describes himself as being both tough on crime and interested in helping criminals become whole and healthy people. As a Supreme Court justice, Higginbotham thinks he could make a difference educating the public on how he believes Wisconsin's high incarceration rate can be destructive.
So that is definitely an issue that I will take up when I get onto the Supreme Court.
Higginbotham says the court is leaning conservative right now, whereas he calls his politics progressive. He says he won't bring a political or any type of agenda to any case, though. At any rate, the four justices generally considered a conservative majority will stay in place no matter what happens in this election. Higginbotham promises a positive campaign. He expects to spend at least $500,000. The primary election is February 18th. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.